tell you another guy that I intercessed with him. He had a machlokes yesterday, the Gabi Yosef Espino, whether the din is limited to a mother and child, or whether it includes even a father and child. According to Hananya, we learned that from the Usoi Lashon Zocha, that it's a father, and no, Mishna Korach Acharav, it's also a mother. Omer Huna Bar Chiya, today we're on the third line on the Chayat HaSamin Aleph. Omer Huna Bar Chiya, Omer Shmuel, Hilchasak Kechananya. We pass Ken Lark Chananya, Tanya Shmuel, and how in Oisiv Esbenei, is Noik Ben Bezachorim, Ben Benikevitz. Now this is actually Shmuel Lashitato. What is the Shmuel Lataymi? It's not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaNoladim Min HaSus, Afa Pisha Avihem Kamor, Mutarim Ze Bezeh. Now, in order to understand what we're about to do, we have to recognize that to say just in order to understand what we're about to do, we need to recognize that according to Hananya, who holds that Cheshishin is who holds that the din of Eser Ezmanay is also nourished by a male and its child, so it's clear that he holds that the Torah is machshiv, the relationship of the father to the child. And that means that we have to consider the Zera Ha'av in terms of the way the Gemara puts it. Being as that's true, there can also be such a question when it comes to issues of Kelayim, whether we consider the father to be an important force or not. So certainly, according to Hananya, the Torah has indicated to us, that the father's presence in the vlad has halachic implications. If that's the case, then that would be true by Kelayim as well. That would have implications. According to the Rabbanan, who argue here on Hananya, it's possible that in the same way that there's no presence of the father when it comes to Osel Veshvano, that that's true about Kelayim as well. It's not absolutely essential, as you pointed out yesterday. It's certainly a possibility. But according to Hananya, who holds that there is a presence of an Oz, there's certainly a Mokum of the father in the child, genetically. We can see that Shmuel holds that Hananya is the halacha from a different place. Because here we're quoting Shmuel as pasking Yochzeke Hananya, and in fact, we know that in the Mishnah in Kelayim, where there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So there it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Hanuladim in Asus, Afa Pishavim Hamor. Here it's talking about the Isra of Kelayim. Nothing to do with Osu Esma, no. But we're going to determine one from the other. So as Rabbi Yehuda says, any child of a female horse, whether it's a male child or a female child, even though their father is a donkey, you're allowed to mate those two children of the same female horse with each other. Mutarim ze bezeh. Aval, hanoladim min hachamor, hanoladim min hasus, asurim. That if, however, you would have children from a female donkey, and you wanted to mate them with the children of a female horse, you could not. Now there's two ways of understanding this. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that all we look at is a father, is a mother rather, and therefore what defines the species is the mother. The father is not present at all. Or we could say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the question of whether the father's presence has a significance to halakha is a suffix. So as long as we have a mother who's the same mother and a father who's the same father, his chiddush is that there's no problem in mating the two. In mating the male with the female, both of whom have the same genetic inheritance. They both come from a female horse and a male donkey.
Okay, but not the same female horse.
Even the same female horse, it doesn't matter. Even another one, much different. There's no arise.
Like yeah. I mean, there's no genetic.
We're only coming to discuss the species, but not the
individual.
So they both are horse donkeys. That's one way of looking at it. And therefore, you can mate a horse donkey with a horse donkey, right? A female horse donkey with a male horse donkey. Even though you could say, well, wait a minute, aren't we mixing horse, donkey, donkey, horse, in a sense? Because part of each mates with the other, that we don't say. It's a new hybrid species, and this hybrid species can mate with itself. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying the father is insignificant, and both of these are horses. Now, the difference will be, of course, which isn't clear from here, which we'll talk about later, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold about mating the child with the mother? If, in fact, the father doesn't exist, then you can mate the child and the mother, because they're both horses. If the child does exist, then you can. Okay. But that he doesn't say clearly over here, so we're not sure whether the reason he's saying this is because Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, or whether he's saying Cheshen L'Zera'av, but it's okay if it's mixed, because it's mixed in both ways, right? The problem would be, Aval, one thing I will tell you, is that you cannot mix a donkey's child, a female donkey's child, with a female horse's child. And again, this could be because he's not sure whether Cheshen L'Zera'av. So what he would be saying is that in the event that Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, so then you would be mating basically horses and donkeys with his usher. It could be it's mutter, but I'm not sure whether Cheshen L'Zera'av. Right? In other words, it's not clear whether he's making an absolute statement that Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, or he's saying maybe Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, and therefore I want to be machmer. Okay, that we'll discuss later, what he really holds. But what's important to us over here is Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel, you should know that the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, this is reviewed as Shmuel's Talmud, obviously, not Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, don't confuse it, that in the Mishnah, what Shmuel pointed out is that this is all consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, the Amr Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av. Again, this could mean maybe Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, that we'll see. Abba Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim argue on him, and they say, since definitely Choshishin L'Zera'av, Kol Minei Peradot Achatein, all type of hybrids are one, and it doesn't matter whether their mother is the horse, or their mother is the donkey, the point is that they're hybrids, and therefore they can be mated one with the other. Okay? So that, obviously, who is he referring to when he says the Chachomim, the Man Chachomim, Chananya? The only Chachomim that we have is Chananya that we just mentioned in terms of Osa Bez Beno. Because according to Chananya, the Torah definitely considers the father to have a role when it comes to the Din of Osa Bez Beno, in which case we don't view the child of a mother as being independent of its father. In which case, when it comes to Kalayim, we would also say Choshen L'Zera'av. So therefore, according to Chananya, we're definitely Choshen L'Zera'av. Then who cares whether the mother was the horse or the mother was the donkey? The point is that both children are hybrids, and therefore would be mutter. Now, since Shmuel over here, Paskins like the Chachomim, he calls Chananya the Chachomim, it's clear that he holds that Chananya is the normative halacha, otherwise why would he call Chananya the Chachomim? So it's, therefore, this is Shmuel consistent with his psak that we said earlier today, that he holds that Chananya when it comes to Osa Bez Beno. Now, the Shaila is, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So, Iboil. Mipshet Shita Leila Rabbi Yehuda Dein Cheshen L'Zera'av Odumim is spooky misafkar. Is Rabbi Yehuda certainly hold that Dein Cheshen L'Zera'av, or is he misupak? L'may Nafkamina, as we pointed out earlier, the Nafkamina would be, L'mishrei Pari Ima'in. Would the child be mutter with the species of the mother? So now you have a hybrid son of a female horse. And the question is, can you mate this son with the species of the mother, with the horse? Correct? Okay, so if you hold definitely Ein Cheshen L'Zera'av, so you're mating two horses, and that's fine. But if you hold that Choshishin L'Zera'av Mitzad HaSafek, then of course you wouldn't be allowed to mate the child, which is now a hybrid, with its mother. Ma. Tashma. Well, let's analyze what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanoladim min hasus. Any animals, whether they're male or female, that are born of a female horse, afa pishavim chamor, even though they were fathered by a donkey, and they're both hybrids, They're mutarim zeh bezeh. Now, explain to me what you mean over here. You're talking about that they're both fathered by donkeys. That's what it means. Shavim chamar. Yilema. The abu adai chamar, the abu adai chamar. What? So both of them are hybrids. What's the finish in that? Lechora, what it's saying is, even though one of them has a father who's a donkey, nonetheless, you can mate it with a complete horse, no? Elalav, davu adai sus, davu adai chamar. What it's saying is, as long as the mother is a horse, it doesn't matter whether the father is a horse or a donkey. That's what it seems to be saying. And it says, mutarim same thing. Almost, you see that he holds his no suffix at all. Mipshat shikale. It's 100% clear to him, mitzad halacha, that the father's presence is irrelevant. And therefore, whether the father is horse or whether the father is donkey makes no difference. Says the Moral Law. Not necessarily. It could well be that he's only being matir, a hybrid with a hybrid. And the olam de avu de haichamor ve avu de haichamor. What you asked was, so what's the finish in that? Obviously, why can't I mix a male hybrid with a female hybrid? No, there's a finish in that. Because ma'od etzema, I would have thought, look, if you mix a hybrid, it's the same as mixing a chatzi eved and chatzi ben chorin. With a shivcha, right? There's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin. I'm allowed to say, well, they're both semi-avodim. No, we say, what do you mean? The tzad abdus is not allowed to be sleeping with the tzad of cheirus. And the tzad cheirus is not allowed to be sleeping with the tzad abdus. So maybe I'd say the same thing over here. Instead of looking at it as a hybrid species, I should look at it as a partial horse and a partial donkey. In which case you have a mating of horse parts with donkey parts. You're not allowed to do that. That's kilayim. When it comes to genetics, it's hybrids. It's not a half. It's not that it has a halach of partial horse and partial donkey. It's a hybrid horse donkey. That's a chiddush. But that doesn't mean that he's 100% convinced that it's a hybrid. It's a halach. It's a halach that may not consider the father's presence at all. So maybe he would. So it's not clear one or the other. And therefore, the chiddush might be simply. The ma'od the tema is itzatzus b'shtamish b'tzat chamor b'tzat chamor b'shtamish b'tzatzus kamash b'lan, that that's not a problem. So it could be that he's indeed misupak. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a riot from elsewhere what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not going to help me. Thank you very much. It's beyond drinks. Unless you're talking about whiskey. Although someone recommended 7, Sheva, 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 but I find it too difficult to get that done. Pirdash Tava. Yesterday someone was concerned with why in the world anybody would bother mating hybrids since they're sterile. The one good reason to mate a hybrid is that they're insisting on it. So Pirdash Tava, if you have a Pirda in heat, and it's not a happy thing to have around, so you want to satisfy her, what can you give her as a mate?
What's a pirda?
A mule. A female mule. The aim marvi'in aleha, the problem is, you cannot mate her neither with a horse nor with a donkey. You'll have to mate her with her own type. Because mashma mate her with another hybrid, with a mule. The iyanit mipshapshitale, if you hold, and this is Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that 100% we are not concerned with the zerahav, and that it wasn't the suffix, it was a vadai, so what's the problem? All you can do is you can mate her with her ima. Whatever the mother was, that species can be mated with the daughter. Whether if the mother is a horse, so fine, so mate her with a horse. If the mother's a donkey, mate her with a donkey. Why do we need to mate her with a hybrid?
If they're sterile, why does it matter if you mate them? Is it not
Kilayim has nothing to do with the child. Kilayim has to do with the mating percent. You know, it's not a din in offspring.
Is it sterile
or sterile? All hybrids are sterile. So now, the Chora, we have a raya from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a suffix, and that's why he insists on mating a mule with another mule. Says we're not necessarily. Maybe lo yadina minadim emanu. Maybe we don't know what kind of mule this is, whether it's a horse donkey or whether it's a donkey horse. What do you mean we don't know? It says you can only mate her with its own mean. If you don't know what it is, then you couldn't mate her with another hybrid either. Because you said, if he's mesumek, that's not how this works. There is no mina. If you don't know whether it's a mothered by a sus or mothered by a chamor, so what type of mule would you be allowed to mate with it? If Rabbi Yehuda himself says you cannot mix a noladim and a sus, you have a noladim and a chamorah. So that means obviously we do know what type of species it is. So if we know what type of species it is, then the only reason for saying you can't mate it with its mother species is because clearly he's misupik whether there's a chashin lezara'ah, correct? So we've just proved it. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Maybe what it means is ofikama. Ein mar bi'ina le'a. You cannot mate this poor mule with a minsus or with a minchamor because you can only mate it with its own mean and you don't know what that is. Ofishen yadim, the mean of it is what it's saying. The meaning of the words Ella Mina is she's in big trouble because you can only mate her with her own species and you don't know what that is. Now, why don't you know what it is? Can't you check? There's a way to tell whether something is the daughter of a horse and fathered by a donkey or whether it's fathered by a horse and mothered by a donkey. How can you tell? The Omer Abaya says like this, Avi Kale. If it has a deep voice, then it was a bar chamra. Its mother was a donkey. Sonif kale, if it has a clear horse-like voice, then it was mothered by a sus. Rav Papa also pointed out, if it's rabra van undne, vizutra genufte, if it has long ears and a short tail, it was mothered by a donkey. If it has short ears and long tails, it was mothered by a horse. So these seem to be clear indications of what type of hybrid this is. And why can't we simply check, and then we would know what its mother is. And then we could either, whatever the case would be, like that question was, we could either mate it with its own type of hybrid, or we could mate it with its mother, depending if you hold a question was, or not about that. How come I ask you to be lemmas vikidemmas? We've got to be talking about a dumb, doesn't talk, and it's got no tail, it's got no ears, you can't check it out. It's bad shape.
Must have been with the Sultan and the Tefkahimon and bought a horse and delivered a mule. Everything was in perfect harmony, and then was a shy of the was a horse.
Anyway, my Haviyala, do we have a rider or not? My Haviyala, do we know what Rabbi Yehuda holds or not? I see you're not into husbandry. Everybody, domesticated animals are our responsibility. These are not wild animals. They're animals that we're holding in pens and we take care of them.
You know?
No, that's not our responsibility. But it's not so easy when you think these animals get along with each other so easily. They often need help. These are domesticated animals. That's not a problem. The problem is that you have to actually help them mate. Toshma, the Omer of Unabred of Yeshua, how called Modim, the Priyama Im Shasa? Shmamina, spooky misaptive Shmamina. Ravuna Bred Rav Yeshua says everybody is mate. That you cannot mate, including Rav Yehuda, you cannot mate the child of a horse that is a male fathered by a donkey. You cannot mate it with its mother. But clearly, it's at least a suffix here, right? So if you hold like Hanani, Vada can't, because Cheshem is around. If you hold like Rav Yehuda, he also is not saying I'm absolutely sure in Cheshem is around. Maybe impression is out, but on the other hand, I'll be mocked with both ways. So therefore, I can't mate the child, which is a hybrid, with its own mother. Amalei Reb Abba l'shami. Reb Abba told his servant, Ima ayautali kud naisa barisma. He had a little, what do you call those things that they ride in, you know, small, not a chariot, a small, the little things that you hook up a horse, that you hitch a horse to, what do you call that?
A car?
What do they used to drive around in London?
Carriage?
A carriage is a fancy one. There's like a small, whatever, a wrist buckle is like a small carriage. You know.
Carriage.
Yeah, so if you're going to hitch up to my carriage, you're going to hitch up kudnaisa, which are mules, make sure they match each other. In other words, don't match a long ear short tail with a short ear long tail. Because then you'd be matching up to Ayin. So imayatali kudnaisa barispak, if you're going to hitch me up a pair of mules, ayin lahanak v'dani lahadadi v'ayin. Make sure first that they are similar to each other, because otherwise you're going to be driving me around with kelayim. And it's usher to hitch up kelayim to do your work. Now obviously, amakasava ain't chishin azera'a. It's clear over here that a child of a female horse and a child of a female donkey, he holds her kelayim. In which case, he doesn't say, well, they're both hybrids, who cares, right? He needs to know who the mother was. Because he holds, don't look at the father, only look at the mother. The problem is, if he holds that there's a shash of kelayim, which is an issur d'oraisa, how is he relying on these simonim, tails and ears? Must be that he holds that simonim are d'oraisa. There's a whole suffix, a whole question in Bav Metzia, whether when the Torah is mekayedu hashavas aveda, does it allow you to give back, or mekayedu you to give back an aveda al pi simonim, or only where you know that the aveda belongs to such a person? And this that we give back an aveda al pi simonim may only be drabonim. Could be the Torah says why. So you identified something about it. I mean, what, that proves that it's yours. It proves you're a good spot. I mean, well, it doesn't prove anything. So it could be that in general, such gross levels of identification, long tails, short ears, things like that, I mean, that the Rabbanah relied on to make a takana for today, mamonis, but certainly not going to rely on a simple thing like that to define genetics. I mean, it's a lot more sophisticated than long ears and short tails. Oh, you could say in general, but certainly to be matriculated.
But genetically, is that correct?
Some of the
markers.
Different types of mules? Yeah. Sure. I forgot they even have different names, actually. The horse donkey mules and donkey horse mules have different names. As do, obviously, the female horses, the female donkeys, which I'm just using as female male. But boy, nobody could mistake me for a farmer or a rancher, wouldn't you think?
Would that suggest that there
is a father in the... Of course there is. That's the question. We're only asking La Lofa. Because he said that according to this, he's relying on these simple simonim. He obviously holds it, simonim in the arises. You can rely on even such simple things to determine ownership, to determine over here this is the arises. Turn around. Also, as we know, noheg b'kil ayin u'b'kori. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Omer, at b'kil ayin, it depends. Now this kori, we're going to see later on, there are three different sheets as to what is a kori. Our description over here is based on the shita that a kori is a mixture of a chaya and a behemoth. It's a deer that is mated with goats. There's a machlokus whether such a thing, the halal, is capable of producing a hybrid. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can mate deer with goats to produce a hybrid. And it's called a koi, because it's difficult to check. If you get one, then you can check. If you don't get one, you can't check. No, not you're allowed to, but such things exist. So now the shaila is like this. We started off our sugya by learning Osev Espino Noid Bikalayim Ubekoi. The quote of this
We then went off into the question of whether we're said, we should be the Michaelite, not the Michaelite, which led us into the question of whether the Father is. It's a very curious way we created the sugya over here. It's beautiful in a sense. Right? It's like a canon. We started the sugya by saying, okay, it's also been annoyed by Mukdash. We then went to say, oh, it's annoyed by Mukdash, it should be not the Kelayim. And in general, why is it the Kelayim? We quote Kelayim. So then we go back. We say, okay, we have a special riboy to tell me Kelayim. In the context of that riboy, we pretended to be bringing in Agav, the machlokas of Hananiah and the Rabbanan, which actually turned out to be central to the whole din of Vaisav Espinay as to whether it refers to the father or refers even to the father and mother, which led us right back into Kelayim, which was, oh, wait a minute, actually, if there is a question of Osir Espino relating back to the father, that would have implications for what Kelayim are in general. So then we got into the Shaila of whether Cheshem is Arav by Kelayim, which is now in our canon brought us right back again to Osir Espino, to the Brisa that started the whole thing, which is Osir Espino knowing by Kelayim. And now we discover there's another Shita, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, but it depends what type of Kelayim. Kelayim haba mina ezu mina rachel otovet v'no nohegbo. But b'koi in otovet v'no nohegbo. And it depends what type of kelayim we're talking about. If you're talking about a shor or a seh, then you have, of course, the din of osav esbeno. But the din of osav esbeno was not said on chayas. It didn't say tzvi v'ayal, it said shor v'seh, osav esbeno. So that means it's a dindak in behema. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the kelayim is a type of behema, so then you have a din of osav esbeno. But if the kelayim is a type of koi, then you don't have osav esbeno. Now we're going to go into exactly what the machlokas is. Omrat is, ezehu koi shenechlikubo, Rabbi Eliezer v'kakomi. What is the machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about whether Osav Espino is noheg b'koi? The koi that we're referring to is a ba min hatayash u min hatzviya. What you have over here is a female chaya, a deer, that's the mother, and the father is a goat. So now, if that's, or at
a
least
deer.
It's the mixture.
A deer, yes.
What did I say?
You said a goat.
So, father is a tayish, is a goat. Tzviya is a deer. It's not clear which is the father, which is the mother. We're going to make that clear in a moment. So, Ekidon, Ilay v'tayash avala tzviya v'yalda. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a goat mated with a female deer that now has a child, and you're shechting the mother and the child of the mother, right? Reshachet lo v'lidra. Ha'omar Rafis, the problem is that Rafis said, Hakol modim bihi tzviya ubeno tayash shefatur. Everybody is noted that when the mother is a chaya, then even though the child may be a goat, you're potter, because the Torah said, se shor v'seh otovet beno, which means that it has to be a seh ubeno, not a tzvi ubeno. So seu b'no amarachmano, v'lo tzviu b'no. Therefore, in this case, since the focus of the pasuk was a seh, and that's the hakpado over here is on the mother. Mind, maybe we don't care about what type of child it is, but we do care what type of mother it is. So there's no mother that's a seh. Therefore, the case has got to be that they're arguing in is where the father is a tzvi, the mother is a tayasha. And now the Tayasha has a child. You shech the mother and the child in one day. Now the question over there is, do we consider the father over here to have any type of input into the son? I guess that's the question. But that can't be the question either, because Amar Chisda, Hakol Modim Bihi Tayasha Ubenatzvi Shechayav. Everybody is motivated if the mother is a goat. Then it doesn't matter what the child is. You're definitely chayav because the child was never identified as a terah. All it says is, shor oser oto ve'et beno. Is this the child of the seh or not? It is? Fine. Who cares whether the child is a tzvi or not? But it's a child of a seh. So why would there be a machlokas? No, it's colder. Therefore, you know what the case must be? The case must be, indeed, what we said before. A father goat and a mother deer, and they have children. They have a daughter as a child, all right? This daughter has a son. That's the question. What is the daughter, is the question. So now I want to check the daughter and the grandson, right? I'm going to check love of the daughter. So now the question is this set that is the daughter of a Tayash, whose mother was a Tzviya, what is its halakha? The Rabbanan hold it's Mayak Bikilayim, Cheshishin Lezera Ha'av, and over here you have a Mikzat Seh, this is a partial Seh, it's partial Tzviya, but it's also partial Seh. So Seh Vafil Mikzat Seh. The Torah said a Seh, even a partial Seh, is a Seh, and therefore the child of a Seh is Chayav, even though that original the mother Seh is Kilayim. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ein Cheshishin Lezera Ha'av. Whereas according to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no question of Cheshul Zerah, therefore you don't even have a Mikzah Seh. And therefore, Seh, you don't Mikzah Seh, Lo Amina. So wait a minute, if that's the case, you now took the Machlokas that seemed to be a Machlokas about the type of Kelayim, and you've turned it into a Machlokas about whether Cheshul Zerah in a very complicated way. You could have kept this very simple. You could have made a Machlokas, the same machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbana. We already saw the machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbana as to whether the father is chayav than also as benov. Why didn't they just argue about that? So Litzlav, the Cheshul Zerah, if that's the machlokas, they could have been cholik and have looked at the Chananya and the Rabbana and gotten over the issue right away. What do we have to create this crazy case about a koi and the father's a tayish and they have together with a tzviya, they have a child and then that child is a child? My gosh, you're driving us crazy to say the simplest thing? No, because let's say you would have, Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanu would have argued about whether there's a din of osav as benov on a father and its son. Havamina, I would have said, good, that's when it comes to that issue. But in this case, when a tayish has a hybrid child with a tzviya, that child, even if you're Cheshul Zerah, but it's still only a half set, not a complete set, right? The child set. So maybe Sa'afilu Mikzah Seh Lo Amrina. Maybe in this case the Rabbanan would hold, even though Cheshul Zerah, that doesn't change the fact that it's a hybrid. It still makes it a hybrid. Maybe the Torah was not Mechayev, a hybrid mother. When we say it's named Bekalayim, all that means is that if the child is a Kelayim, that still it and its mother are Chayav Noisav as Benev. But the mother was a hybrid, so it's not a set. You can't call it a set, it's a partial set. Therefore, I had to be Chayav in this case in order to tell me that if you hold Cheshul Zerah and the mother is even a partial set, partial set is enough to be Mechayav Noisav as Benev. Kamash below. Okay, fine. So far, what are we concluding, gentlemen? Machlokas Chananya and the Rabbanan is a machlokas about Cheshul Zerah. That's more or less a convenience to say that, because we're not 100% sure that the Rabbanan is because of Ein Cheshul Zerah. The Torah just simply wasn't Machayev, a father in Eisav has been up. The machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer, we said, is the machlokas also in Cheshul Zerah? The only reason that it was put into these terms is to tell us that if Cheshul Zerah, then we would have accepted Seva Pilmitzah, correct? But so far we have not discovered a machlokas about whether Seva Pilmitzah. Now, we might have actually turned the machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan here into a machlokas about Seva Pilmitzah. But so far, we want to keep it simple because we haven't found a machlokas about Seva Filo Mikzah. But just keep in mind that we can't prove that according to Rebbe Eliezer that Ein Cheshul Zerah, because even if Rebbe Eliezer held a Cheshul Zerah, he might have disagreed about Seva Mikzah. It's important to remember all of this because we're going to be forced into alternative explanations of these machlokas. V'haditznan, said the Gemara. Okay, so how about now the Mishnah that talks about on Yontiv whether you're allowed to shecht a koyin? Now here's an interesting thing. You're certainly allowed to shecht food on Yontiv, but suppose that food is a suffix if it's chayiv in kisei adam. Now you can't shecht something where you can't be mechaser adam, but you can't shecht it if it's, and you can't go be mechaser adam on Yontiv mitzvah a suffix because you may be mechal Yontiv here. So ain shechtin aso b'Yontiv. If you went ahead and you shechted it, ain mechasim adamo, because you can't be don for Yontiv if there's also no clear raya that you're chayiv. So now explain to me what koi we're talking about. Are we talking about the case that we just had? A tayash fathered a child with a tzviya. I thought you said that both Rabbanim and Rebbe Eliezer hold that we would say the tzvi and miktsas tzvi, right? In this case, remember, you've got a mother who's a tzvi. And if the mother is a tzvi, so why don't we have now a chiyuv of kisui? Lishot v'lichsi? Because you've got a partial tzvi. So tzvi v'afivu miktsas tzvi. You said everybody's agreed that miktsas is considered to be a chiyuv. And everybody's agreed, of course, that a mother is chayshin lezera ha'em. So if you've got a miktsas tzvi, why don't I have to be mechasa the miktsas tzvi? Therefore, it's got to be talking about the opposite case. This is a case of a koi where the father was a tzvi, the mother was a tayasha. Oh, and now the shaila is whether chayshin lezera ha'av, correct? And that's the machlokas between the Rabbonin and Rebbe Eliezer. Well, according to the Rabbanan who holds Koshishin Lezera Ha'av, Lishkot V'Litzi, then why do I not have to be Mekayim Kisei Adam? Let me do the Shrita, I'll be Mekayim Kisei Adam. According to Rebbe Eliezer, Vadai, we said, Ein Koshishin Lezera Ha'av, so then let me do the Shrita on Yantav and not be Mechasa. So I don't get it. We must be making some mistake in understanding their machlokas. Says the Gemara, okay, you know what? We are making a mistake. Liyolam b'tzvi habala tayasha, and the Rabbanan are misupak whether chershin lezera ha'av or ain chershin lezera ha'av. And therefore, when it came l'chubra l'gabi Yosef Esbeno, they said, okay, let's be machmir to answer it. But that doesn't mean they're ready to be makil and say, well, vadai, we know what the din is on Yantiv. We don't know what the din is on Yantiv. So since it's only a suffix, whether it's chayshin lezera'av, maybe since the father over here is a tzvi, I should be mechasa, maybe not. And therefore, I don't know what to do, and I can't shecht it. Oh, so what are you saying there? You're saying that the Rabbanan are misupik, whether chayshin lezera'av. Rebbe Eliezer is saying, no, vadai in chayshin lezera'av, and therefore you don't have miktaset. That's what you're saying. No, sir, sorry. For other Tanya, because then when it says in the Brisa, Hazroa Valikayayin Vakiva, and here's another issue. So far we've had Kilayim, also there's Beno, gather with a Kilayim is knowing, the din of mating, the din of bringing, of hitching up to a wagon, the Kilayim. But another place that we have to determine what the din would be by Kilayim would be by Zroa Lakayayin Vakiva. This by the Matanot, it says also the Ferish, Im Shor Im Seh. So it's only a Chiyav on a Shor or a Seh, not on a Chay. What's the din of Kilayim in that case? So it says that the halach is that Zro Lachayim Vekevar Noagim Bekoyu Bekilayim. Rebbe Eliezer says it depends. Kilayim Abba Mina Ezum and Rachel were both parents of type of behemoths. So then they're chayav because imshor imseh chayav v'matanot. But kilayim min hakoi, potter min avatan. If, however, we're talking about a koi, then there's no chayav v'matanot. Now, explain to me what koi we're talking about. If we're talking about the father being a tayash and the child being a tzviyah, and then yalda, okay, Rebbe Eliezer, I understand. Rebbe Eliezer saying you're potter. Yeah, okay. He holds the incheshel as our opposite. There's no sev afilu mitzvah, and therefore there's no problem over here because only the father was a tayash. But according to the Rabbanan, how could the Rabbanan say over here? You say that the Rabbanan said that osav es beno is indeed nohe. I'm saying Zroel Chaim Akeva is indeed nohe bekoi. Explain to me how that makes sense. Let's say they hold, fine, they hold sev afilu mitzvah. Okay. So im shor im seh, you could be mekayim over here. But the cases are saying a father was a tayach. So bishem et palga lo yoyevay. I understand we definitely, in other words, half, you're not going to be mekayim him to give. I mean, that's okay, that doesn't bother me. In other words, we're not going to even ask, because for sure you're not mekayim to give him the entire matonet, that's for sure. Because even if you would hold cheshishim b'zerah ha'av, and you would have over here a chiyuv of miktaseh, miktaseh is only miktaseh. So that's only going to be mechayev you on the tzad of it. That's a seh. It's not going to be mechayev you on the whole thing. So you'll give him half of the zerah l'chayayim v'keva, correct? But I don't understand. Why should you give him the other half? You should. In other words, let's say you'd even be willing to say, according to Rabbanu, when it says that you're chayav over him, you're chayav half. Chayav half because of sev miktaseh, because the father is a tayash. But why can't you tell the kohen, listen, really I'm a supak, whether cheshen is zerahav or not. Here it's my Israel of chayav v'keva. If you want it, prove to me that the din is cheshen is zerahav, and I'll give it to you. I'm motzi mechaber, I'll have a right. I'm not sure if I'm a chayav to give it to you, so why should I give it to you? So let him tell him, leimalei, let him tell him, I see Ryan of cheshen is zerahav. Bring me a proof that the fact that this set, that this child of a tzviya had a father that's a tzayash, makes it a mitzaseh. And I'll give you the Zohar L'Chayim V'Keva. Half, anyway. But if you can't prove to me that, I won't give you anything. So it can't be talking about whether a father is a tzayash, because we said that the Chachamim are misupak about whether Feshen is Zerah. El, it's got to be talking about a case of a tzvi, abal tayasha. The mother over here has to be a tayasha, and it has a child, which is a miktaseh. Okay, so according to Rabbanan, I now understand that when it says you're chayev, it means you're chayev half, because you have a miktaseh. But now, I don't understand Rebbe Eliezer. Until now, you told me that Rebbe Eliezer holds definitely ein cheshen l'zerah ha'av, correct? That's what you said. So then, according to Rebbe Eliezer, why aren't you mechuyev over here on the matanas completely? He should hold you even more mechuyev on matanas, because in this case, the mother, in fact, is a sev, and therefore, if the mother is a sev, the whole thing is a sev. So I don't get it. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say when it comes to a koi, there's no din as rov chayim akiva? Just the opposite. Rebbe Eliezer says, if you're coming to a koi where the father is the tzvi, and that's got to be the case, because otherwise Rabbanan don't make any sense, so then you should have to give him the whole matzah. Okay, look, we got no choice but to say that indeed we are talking about a tzvi that is the father, the tayash is the mother, and it has a child, and you know what? Rebbe Eliezer is also not sure what the question is there. What? So if the Rabbanim are not sure, and Rebbe Eliezer are not sure, what the heck are they arguing about? The Rabbanim is after, the Rebbe Eliezer is after, but my plea, now you have to be totally lost. I don't understand. We're going down around in circles over here. Ah, the truth is we analyzed this wrong in the first place. Both Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanim are misupak with the Cheshem of the Rav. The machlokis is whether you hold self in the mitzvah. That's the question. So the Rabbanan holds sev afilu miktaseh. So they say like this, look, if the mother is a tayash, okay, so I mean, you definitely have a miktaseh. You definitely have a miktaseh. You have to give him half of the Zerah L'Chayim V'Keva. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you hold that the mother is a tayash, but it's only a half maybe, because maybe Feshel is there up, and a half a sefil mixer said, don't see it's a mixer say, either it's a kulay ser or not. Since I've chayish for zera av mitzad asofik, so I'm not going to give you anything. Because you're going to have to prove to me that this is a sin. Show me that I don't care about zera. So Rebbe Eliezer Savar, you said, it has to be a complete sin, not a mixer sin. So now let us review all of the sugyas with our new understanding.
Whatever the other guy proves, he claims
a mixed up. It's not a set.
Exactly. So what proof can the other guy give?
No, if he proves that it's the father doesn't count, then he can prove that it's cool, I said. Right? So he's saying, I'm not sure now.
When the father's a tzvi.
The father's a tzvi. Maybe this is a cool, I said. Maybe a tzvi doesn't count, then Kreshim Lazara. Because he's specific about Kreshim Lazara. Therefore, says Rav Papa, let me explain to you the whole sugya now, okay? Now we have basically two separate machlokas. You have the machlokas Hananya and the Rabbanan about whether Chayshu was there directly. And we have a machlokas with Eliezer and his Rabbanan about whether we hold of Seh the Mikseh. Okay.
Rather than ever introduce his wife as my better half.
Why? Why? You might have said my only hand.
Don't be coy.
Omer is Papa.
I see the name of our hand.
Omer is Papa. Hilkach. The Inyan Kisei Adam Umatonais. Therefore, if we want to understand the Machlokas of Gabi Kisei Adam, where it says up there you're not allowed to sheft on Yontiv, the koi, right? And when it comes to the issue of the matanais, in both of these cases we had the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer. So over there, the only possible way to understand the machlokas that should make sense, both Alib the Rabbanan and Alib the Rebbe Eliezer, is lo mashkachas, the case of the koi would have to be dafka, where the father is at tzvi, and the mother is a tayasha. To bein l'rabbanan and bein l'Rebbe Eliezer, both Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer are mesupik, whether cheshen and zera'av or not. The machlokas is whether they hold that when the Torah says shor oseh, it includes a mikzaseh. So the kamitlok ebeseh b'afilu mikzaseh. So therefore, what they're saying is over here, when it says that you're not allowed to shech the koi, it's because maybe cheshen and zera'av, and it's a mikzas set. In this case, a mikzas tzvi, obviously, because only the tzvi is chayav in kisri. So a mikzas tzvi, I'd have to be machase. Or maybe a chayshin was zera'av. And therefore, it's a behemah. Behemah is a chayav in kisri. Only chayav is chayav in kisri. Therefore, what should I do? I can't chef on yontif.
But what?
You can't do the chum on yantiv. You can only do the chum of bechol. That's the problem. Therefore, don't check it. Because it's a chilo yantiv, but he's not digging on yantiv. Whereas, if I would have said the case was a tayash that is bala tzviyah, it doesn't make any sense. How are you going to make that work out according to Rabbanan? If it's the mother is a tzviyah, it's definitely a mitzvah tzviyah. Therefore, the Rabbanan should have said in that case, okay, shecht it. It's varei mixes tzvi. Maybe it's kulei tzvi even. So for sure, shecht it would be mechasa adam. So the only way we can make it work out and leave it a Rabbanan is say that since the father is a tzvi, there's a chashash that maybe it's chayev and kisu because it's a mixes tzvi. But if the mother is a tzvi, it's definitely a mixes tzvi. You see? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there would be no problem. According to him, it would work out because it would always be a suffix. Because he holds mixed tzvi, you don't say. So it's always going to be a suffix mixed tzvi. Since he's mesufic with the question is there. But to make it work out according to Rabbanan, it's got to be a case where the mother over here was not a tzvi. The mother had to be the tayash, and therefore it's a suffix if the child is a mixed tzvi, you see. So by the case of Mavkisei Adam, The same thing is true about matanot in the opposite sense. You can't say that the matanot are talking about a case where the child is the child of a father, tayash, that and the mother, svi, because then the rabbanim would hold the chirpata. Because even if you hold set, vafilu miksa set, you still can't even prove that you're chayav for half of the matanot, because they should say, okay, bring me a raya, chayshim lezerav, and then I'll give you the matanot. So therefore, it can't be that the father is a tayash in that case, because then it's a big suffix, and there should be pottery, but according to the rabbanim, it's got to be talking about that the mother is a tayasha. The mother is a tayasha, there's definitely a miksa tzvi, in which case you're definitely chayav partially on these matanot. So, okay, so that makes sense. That it's got to be, in order to make the machlokas work out, that the father is a tzvi, and the mother is a tayasha, and bein the rabban, bein the rabban Eliezer, we have a suffix whether chashin lezerav or not. The machlokas being whether you hold ser mixa ser tzvi or mixa tzvi. So, kamif gave a sel, afil mixa ser, by also vesbeno, you have a machlokas, but here it's slightly different, because by osav es beno, mashkakas la bein betayasha bala tzviya, u bein betzviya bala tayasha. You could, because remember, it wasn't clear when they said noheg b'kelayim or b'koy, what they meant, osav es beno. They could have meant noheg in terms of whether it's usher to do it, or there could have meant knowing in terms of whether you did do it, whether you're chayav malchus or not. And therefore, I could say that the machlokas could be on two levels. I could say like this, b'tayash habal ha-tzviya. The mother over here could have been a tzviya, and the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan, is whether there's an iser of osav es beno. The Rabbanan hold, look, maybe you have to be chayav zera'ah. If you have to be chayshul zera ha'av, so then in this case the father is a goat. The father is a goat. Then it's a mixed set. It's a mixed set. You'd have to worry about checking it and its child, the grandson of the goat. Right? So that's actually a mixed samri, and it's also to do it. Whereas Rebbe Liet says, I don't give a hang. Even if you hold chayshul zera ha'av, it would only be a mixed set. A mixed set is not a set. And therefore, osav es beno is not noheg in this case. Safina makes it sound lo amrina. You can also learn the machlokas where the Eliezer and the Rabbanan is going in a case of the grandson of a tzvi that was bala tayasha, and over here would be a machlokas of gabi achiyev of malchus. The Rabbanan would say, look, chayshin lezera av, it's a seh, at least partially, because after all, the mother is definitely tayasha. So it may be it's kulay set, but even if it's not a kulay set, it's a mixa set. A mixa set is considered to be a set, Shechai Malkus. So therefore, Malkinamai. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer says, look, I agree that in this case, since the mother is a tayasha, I agree that it's usher, because if ain chayshin lezera'av, then it's a kulay set. But since I hold that there's a chash of chayshin lezera'av, and if we're chayish lezera'av, it's only a miktaseh. And a miktaseh is not a seh, according to me. You can't give him malchus because it's always on Torah suffix. I can tell him, don't do it. So he'll say, well, why not? The Torah already said a seh. This is not a seh. So what do you mean? Maybe it is a seh. No, maybe, man. Go prove to me that it's also. So Mamela, how can you give him malchus? Therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Hirafinami, Isura Ika. But malchus lekha. Isura Ika, yes, it's usur because Dilma ain't Chayshin Lezera'av. Maybe Take, there's no Chayshin Lezera'av, in which case this is a real sin, because even though the father's a Tzvi, who cares about the father? We only care about the mother. The mother is a Tayasha. But I can't give him Malkus because on the other end, Dilma Chayshin Lezera'av. On the side that we do have to worry about who the father in this case is a Tzvi, in which case the Seh, who is the mother of this grandson, this says only a mixaseh, and say I feel a mixaseh. Lo amrina, we don't hold that a mixaseh is a seh. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, well, my opinion is bechlal, a koi is not a hybrid. A koi is a bria b'tnei atzmi. A koi is a species in which the only reason we have discussions about koi is because there's a shaila as to whether this species is a chayar behemah. Tosfos says that the horns are ambiguous,
because we had very complex simonim in the horns that they need to be kruchos or chadukos. And over here was a suffix whether the structure of the horn was considered to be properly karuch or properly charuk. So mimela, they weren't sure. Lo ichriu b'chachami imin beimayim min chayayi. And that's why we have all of these fakes. It's nothing to do with kelayim b'chlam. And Reb Nachman says, a koi is actually, I'll tell you exactly what it is. A koi is an ayil haba. It's a wild ram. And that's the shayla. And we have therefore three way machlokes. Ketanur. Koi ze ayil habar. Yesh omrim ze haba min atayash min atzviyah, which is the shitas of Rebbe Eliezer that we just had. And Rebbe Yossi Omer, third shita. That a koi is a briyat b'fnei atzmahi. I'm going further because we're trying to work out not meeting tomorrow. Because the problem is that Rav Nemetzal is giving a shiur at 5, and Mincha is at 6. So that if we met at 6:30, we would already not be able to start our Pesach, those Pesach thing. To start at 4, we didn't have many takers. And since almost no one is here, we're simply going to catch up. We'll go ahead today, and we'll catch up a little bit more on Tuesday. That's an ayol. Don't get confused between an ayol and an ayah. An ayol is a type of chayah. Here we're talking about a male, an ayol, a male. That is a wild. It's a type of wild goat, like a mountain goat. That's not sure. That's the shayla. We're giving it a, then we're not sure if it's a chayah or behemah. It's definitely a min behema. And Beit Rashi of the Gadim and Adorim Adorim, they used to have whole flocks of these things. What do you make such a big deal of it? What do you, next thing you know is you're going to be putting up signs, no zabu meat. Omer Rabbi Zeir, Omer Rabbi Safra, Omer Rabbi Nuna. Hani ha'ize de bala. Cheres of Gadim is Beach. The ize de bala. Bala simply means a forest. In Aramaic, bala, the forest. In other words, wild izim are kosher on the Mizbeah. Oh, so in other words, he holds that they are definitely a type of ace. So this isle, this forest isle, wild mountain goat, whatever, is definitely a behemoth. And Sabalak Yodam Reb Yitzchak, he holds, as Reb Yitzchak pointed out, look, the total number of animals that are listed in the Torah, behemoths and chayas together, are 10. So there's only eser behemot mana hakatu, v'tulo. You can't add and say there's some type of other species which we don't know. Something has got to be either a shor, a sexavim, a seizim, an ayol, a tzvi, a yachbor, an akko, a dishon, or a ta'or, a zomer. There's nothing else that it could be. These are the sum total of kosher animals that have the sibonim of Mafrisi Paras and so on, right? So there's only 10 species. Now, this thing is not something new. So therefore, it's got to be an ace. So if it's a type of goat, you're telling me, and it's not listed in one of the other type of species, so then obviously it's included in the goats. So you're saying, well, maybe it's a type of goat, the Torah didn't want on the Mizbeah. Did the Torah specify other goats? The Torah said, sex of being easy. So if this is a type of seizim, what's the difference if it's a weird-looking goat? It's a type of subspecies of goat. The Torah is not makbid on which subspecies of goat, and therefore you can bring it on the Mizbeach. Well, why do you know that? Maskelor of Achabar Yaakov, Behema, Ayol, Vitzvi, is a prat. Kol Behema is a klal. Prat uklal, nas a klal, mosifala prat, ikatuva. I mean, why don't we learn that actually what we have over here is a very large grouping of various types of behemoths? Could be who knows? It could be a whole slew of things. I mean, the Torah said it's a prater klal. Oh, come on. Then why should I list 10 different
different animals if this is meant to be a prod and a claw. It's ridiculous. The Torah is giving me all of these protein. It means that this is it. Hold on a second. You're so sure that it's not a type of akko? You know what an akko is? You ever seen one? You never saw one. How do you know that what you're calling it an easy dabala? I mean, maybe the Torah is calling it an akko. I mean, if you could identify clearly all these 10 species, fine, I'd be behind you on this. But you don't know what these things are. Half these chayas, you don't know, you can't tell me what they are. So you can't tell me what they are. How do you know this isn't one of them? And if it's a chaya, you can't put it on. It's kosher, you can go eat it. But how do you know you can put it under this bag? Omar Lane. Rav Acha, Bereda Rav or Rav Ashi. Some say Rav Acha, Bereda Rav Abi or Rav Ashi. Dilma, Mina the Tau. Do you know? How do you know it's not a type of Tau? Maybe it's a type of Zomer. Omalei Rav Chana or Rav Ashi. I tell you one thing. That Ameimar, Shari Tarbayu, Ameimar actually was Matir, the Chela. He said it's Vada Yechaya. He actually has the shadow. Can we bring an aze of the forest onto the Mizbeach? I know that there's a machlokas about the wild shore. But over there it says in the Mishnah, the Gabi Kilayim, Shor Habar min Behema. Rabbi Yosef says it's a Minchaya. There, the basis of the machlokas is the targum, mina metargaminan, the tau is metargaminan turbala. So the turbala actually means the forest shore, turbala, right? The shore of the forest. So the turbala, therefore, implies that what we call the wild shore, the shore habar, is actually a tau. Because the Targum calls a Tau a Turbala, which is a Chaya. So, well, the fact that it's wild doesn't necessarily mean it's a Chaya, but here it's listed among the Chaya. So therefore it's a Chaya. And there was a Tzad to say that it's a Minchaya. Since the Tau is in the middle of the list of Chayas, and it's called a turbala. So apparently the turbala is a type of chayim. But honey? I mean, why would I think that an aze, a type of aze, is a type of chayim? Honey, divrei akom, you know, the aze, you know. These are type of izim. I skipped, I'm sorry. The rabbanan say the targum of turbala. I skipped the Ravona, I'm sorry, I'm talking to you. The fact that we call it a shore is itself implies a type of behema. Why else? But a strange thing to call it a shore. So apparently it's a type of behema. As Rav Yossi says, on the contrary, the Tau is in the list of Chayas, and therefore it's telling me that what you call a shore abar is indeed a type of Chaya. That makes sense. But here, why would I think that an aze would be anything but a behema? Maskar of Akhbred Ravika, how do you know? Maybe this aze would have been the Targum of the Akko. I mean, you don't know what an Akko is. Omele Ravila Ravachi, how do you know it's not a type of Tau itself? Maybe it's a type of Zomran, you know. And Omele Ravnakulis, again, it's the same ending we had before. The Ravashi that Amemar was sure, in fact, that it was a Chaya. And he was Shari Tarbayo. He was Matir. The chaylet, because he held that it's definitely a chay, not kosher. The gabim is there. Since it lives like a chay. Yisur chaylet is in chal on a chay. No, she said it's a bad chay. It's not a chance if he holds it's a bad chay. That's what we're bringing it here for. You should know that he knew that it was a chay, and he was matir. So that, in other words, it's either on the basis of the horns, or like Joseph says, why don't we actually identify it as a chaya? Okay. I think we did rather well for ourselves today.
along with others.